Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Cassie McQueen. She's the executive director for the Deschutes Children's Foundation. How are you this morning?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again. Let's talk about Deschutes Children's Foundation. I feel like most people have heard the name, but might not have a complete grip on exactly what you guys do.
That's what I hear every day. I know Deschutes Children's Foundation, but I have no idea what your mission is and what you do here, which is crazy to me because we've been in this community for over 30 years. Right. We're actually one of the oldest nonprofits in town. And if you live in Bend, you know we've got a lot of nonprofits. But for 30 years, we've been providing space and support to critical nonprofits that serve kids and families. So if you know CASA or Kids Center or Mountain Star or Saving Grace, you have walked into one of our buildings. Quite frankly, one out of 10 people in Deschutes County walk into one of our buildings to get services. So we're here to serve the community all over Deschutes County.
Right. And what an interesting mission. I don't know how you guys thought of this, but I mean, you have someone like you take Saving Grace. We're going to help women that are in need. They're in an abusive situation, blah, blah, blah. We need an office. And boom, that's where you guys kind of come in with facilities, if
exactly.
you will.
No, we have these four collaborative community campuses. They house 23 different nonprofit partners, and partners who need administrative space, partners that need classroom space. We even have clinic space at some of our campuses. And so essentially, we take out all of the hard work of having a facility. We provide on-campus advocates that are referral sources, that connect with everybody who walks in the door, that answer the phones. We do all of the property management, all of the utilities, all of those unexpected costs that you get in running a facility. So these nonprofits can focus their staff and focus their resources on their mission and do more here in Central Oregon. It actually equates to $1.4 million in savings each and every year just by having this collaborative model.
I would also imagine it probably kind of builds some partnerships in there too, right? Because right across the hallway is somebody that's providing, I don't know, nutritious meals for kids.
Yep.
And you're the organization that is helping the moms that are maybe in a dangerous situation. But you also know, well, they need this help too. And yep. I would think there's some synergy there.
It's incredible. I mean, you can walk into a campus and that's exactly what you get. One family can get multiple wraparound services in one location. It's common that we'll have a teacher at Mountain Star say, hey, oh, you need boots on the playground? We're going to walk down to Fan and we're going to see what Fan can do. Oh, Fan says, hey, I didn't know that you had a brother who needed a big brother, big sister. So they connect them with big brothers, big sisters, or then they get a referral to another source. So all of these nonprofits are both referring families together. But what's also really neat, nonprofit work isn't easy, right? It's
yeah.
not great. It's typically filled with trauma, really hard times right now, that you can go into a break room and have a conversation with another nonprofit professional about
someone
what's going
understands.
On, who understands, who gets it around the water cooler. So it's really incredible for the people who do the work and for the people who need the help.
Where does your funding come from?
It's tough.
That's always
it's
a tough question.
Well, we don't provide direct services, right? We don't work directly with kids. We don't work directly with families. So that makes grants and a lot of fundraising a lot harder. We don't get any federal or state dollars. We do it all through local fundraising, through events. If you've ever been to Ripples or Chip In for Kids, we actually have a new event because really what we're trying to do is not take money away from our partners, raise money so they can spend less and then even raise more so we can make these four campuses that quite frankly are aging. Our newest is almost 20 years old now, continue to maintain them and make these beautiful trauma-informed spaces for people who need them.
All right, let's talk about some of these events. I know you've got a couple more coming up here in the fall. You're doing something new, the big deal.
The big deal.
What's the big deal?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, everybody seems to be playing pickleball.
It's the big thing now.
I am not. I'm a little intimidated by it. But what I love about this fundraiser is you don't have to be a pickleball player to come. We're calling it the Big Deal Pickleball Fundraiser. It's not a tournament. You can come in. It's on September 11th, Thursday, over at Widgie Creek. And Widgie Creek and the Brewer Group at Morgan Stanley are sponsoring it. So all of the proceeds go directly to our mission. Over the night, we're going to have booze, of course. We'll have some small bites. We'll have a silent auction and you can jump in a round robin tournament. So whether you're like an avid pickleball player or if you're like, what is pickleball? I kind of want to try, but I'm really intimidated like me. You can come help a great cause and then get some pickleball in on the side.
Oh, very cool. Now, yeah. Do you sign up in advance? How does this work?
Yeah. So tickets are available now at our website. You can go to DeschutesChildrensFoundation.org. You can purchase right there. And then folks get to register day of for the round robin. Widgie Energy Creek is managing all of it, which, what a beautiful facility out there. And yeah, come in, enjoy a drink, have some food, and play some pickleball.
Okay, that's the big deal. It's the pickleball fundraiser for Deschutes Children's Foundation. You also have, and I feel like this has been around for a while now, Chip In for Kids.
It has. It has. And it's the only charity golf tournament at the Bend Golf Club. So if you are not a Bend Golf Club member and you're wanting to play that course, this is your opportunity. We've been doing this for years and years. And again, it's brought to us by the Desert Pine Group and Morgan Stanley. So again, all of the proceeds that day go directly to our mission. It's a super fun golf tournament where you're having games on the course. We've got hot dogs on the course, everything like that. Same thing. It's got a raffle, prizes, catered by El Sancho, and more. That's on Friday, October 10th, and it is a well-loved, I think we've only got about 3 slots left for teams. So if you're interested in coming and helping us out, playing some golf at Chip In for Kids, go to our website now. Get your team today.
Get signed up.
Yeah.
Okay. Both of those. Now's the time to act. Go to the website.
Now really is. And you know, now's really the time to donate. And I love that we have these events now. I think when we were founded 30 years ago, nobody knew how important our mission would be, even in 2025. I am hearing from every nonprofit partner that they are losing funding, that they are having more need, and they are so incredibly grateful to have the space, to have the support, to not have to worry about high overhead, or if their rent's going up, or what's happening. And so this is an amazing way to make a big impact in the lives of 23 different nonprofits and essentially 19,000 kids and families each and every year. So wow. Come, help us out. Wow.
Cassie, if somebody wanted to, could they just make a donation if they are not able to make the events or whatever? They could just make a donation on the website?
Yep, DeschutesChildrensFoundation.org. It's got all information about our campuses, what we do, and how you can support us each and every day.
All right, you guys are doing great work. I've been talking to Cassie McQueen, the Executive Director for Deschutes Children's Foundation. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Give me the website one more time.
DeschutesChildrensFoundation.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.